Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Relationship Talks. I am your host, Laurie Brooke, and together we will get to take a look at what goes on behind closed doors. Today, I am joined by Jemima.
Hi, my name is Jem, and it's short for Jemima. And I'm here to talk about business relationships and creative thinking.
Jemima is a highly strung creative, known for her marketing business, Creative Commercial Services, Pty Ltd. She started off as a sole trader and converted it to a company with the assistance of the government-funded NDIS program from Workforce Australia. Her intention behind her business is to inspire other business owners to understand the dynamics of marketing and branding that will eventually lead to better growth structure for their businesses. Personally, it means staying in alignment to who she is as an innovative creative. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Relationship Talks. I'm here with Jem, and we're talking about business relationships, which is something we haven't covered yet on the podcast, so I'm really excited to talk about that. But before we get into that, thank you so much for joining me today, Jem.
Hi.
Can I ask you, what's your personal story? What's your story to get you sitting here in front of me today?
Well, I just want to enlighten people, I reckon. I think it's something, because I'm a very soul-driven person. So for me, the more people I enlighten, the more people I feel like I've completed my life purpose in a sort of way. Yeah. So it doesn't matter like what it is, even if it's through music or through acting or through just a relationship or just a casual conversation. I feel that is what I'm meant to be doing in this earth. Yeah. And that's the whole purpose of doing this business as well, because I want to help as many startup businesses as I can. Because when I started off, no one was really there for me and I had to figure it all out myself. It was all of this confusion. I know I want to do something, but I just didn't know how. And then the more I started discovering it, the more the opportunities just flooded in for me to have that expansion. So that's really what I'm hoping for, to be honest. Yeah.
It's really nice to hear because every business owner has been in the position of starting from scratch. Like we've all started from nothing. And for some of us, we may have had experience in the past in terms of how to start and develop a business. But then for other people, they may not. And I believe from our chat beforehand, you were in one of those positions where you came from having a job to starting your own business.
Yeah.
I know that when you started your business, you were very fresh. You hadn't had any experience in terms of the startup industry before. And you were coming at it because you were a single mum then. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So what was being a single mum? Is that what made you focus on, I need my own business? I need to be able to be there for my kids. Is that the driving force behind all of this?
I can't say it to be like 100%. Because at the end of it, my kids are my priority and I was having to work with like really small kids and trying to figure out was just too difficult, honestly. But eventually I just sat down one day and I was like, okay, the kids are going to grow up and what are you going to do with your life? And this thought just stayed with me for a while. And the fact that I was also a single mom and I don't really have anyone to like really lean back on, like family or anything. Because I'm very introverted. If I do ask for help, it's that. But it's just that I'm not that type of person to just ask people for help and stuff. It's just how I am. And I just wanted to prove to myself, I think, that I can do this on my own and I can break my codependency. And I just wanted to start. I just wanted to do something and just start. I didn't know what direction necessarily it was going to be. So I said, okay, these are my talents. I'm going to call companies and I'm just going to apply. It first started, like I wanted to find a job, like a part-time job. And as I was applying, I realized that this was more effort than me actually trying to advertise myself and get some jobs. So I think that's where it made sense to me. I'll just do it. If a part-time job comes by, then we'll see. But I think I want to focus my energy more on myself rather than submitting a ton of CVs and replying to everything. And if I just start a page on Instagram and start advertising my services, I know it's going to work. And that's pretty much how it happened.
That is amazing. So tell me about your business now, because it's about marketing, isn't it? And it's being creative and using that side of the brain that I definitely don't use. So tell me about it.
So I'm naturally very creative and very innovative in a way. It's just something that I know it's like a talent of mine or something, but I'm very heart-centered. So if I want to do something, I have to go like all in through my heart center or it's just not going to work. So I don't know if I'd explain it. It's just I've noticed that's the difference. Even if I'm tired and if I'm not in the mood and if I try to do it, it's just going to fall apart somehow. It's really weird. So because of that creative and the innovative and the driven thing, I just wanted to keep exploring every aspect to push it to an extent. I just wanted to understand how far it would reach. I think that's really what it was. Yeah.
So who do you work with mainly? What type of businesses do you work with?
I work with different sectors. It doesn't necessarily matter because it's just marketing. The kind of businesses I'm really comfortable with is like architecture firms, anything to do with feminism, feminine products like period products and things like that, because I'm really big on all of those things because it's like a personal kind of thing for me. I like working with beauty, with hair, whatever I can get my hands in, because I have a very vast experience from working as a designer in all of these different companies. I feel like I've touched every aspect of an industry, like petroleum, medical, schools, just private educators, cars, and pretty much everything. But what I really enjoy working with, like, is the beauty industry, spiritual industry, or anything to do with design, architecture and stuff. It just is so interesting. It's just like an extension of me or something.
Yeah. So what size businesses do you like working with?
It doesn't matter what size. It can be like a large company, because I also work with international companies as well. Mm-hmm. So they are more into international logistics all over the world. It doesn't matter if they're banks and they're like international as well. And also, I don't mind working with startups. Like, I have different packages like for everything. You know,
yep.
Most of the big companies, they already have all of their brand guidelines and everything. So it's pretty easy and very basic standard to just follow up and stuff. But I do enjoy working with startups because it's the idea of creating something small and then just taking it to the next level for me. I enjoy more growing with the client that I'm working with rather than it just being like a one-time thing to just get a service done. Yeah. And I have some pretty big companies too who understand my passion for the creative aspect of things. I keep giving them ideas and suggestions and stuff. And so they keep coming back to me because for them, it's we'll definitely take it into consideration and stuff. And usually, if they are big companies, I work directly with the owner. So it just makes sense, the vision to just take it to the next level. So that's why I have them always coming back to me.
Yeah. How do you, marketing is all about creating relationships between people. And so how do you create your relationships with the businesses and then help them establish their relationships with their clients?
At first, I would just give like a brief consultation. I actually like to just have a general chat and see where the other person is standing and what is their standpoint, try to explore what are their possibilities and just have an idea of what they're looking for and how they want to go about. And then once I get an idea and stuff of how we can work together, that's the time when we actually sit together and lay out like a marketing plan, a business development plan. And then if it works, we'll just go ahead and start sign a deal, basically.
Yeah. So how do you help the businesses establish that relationship with their clients? What's the key ingredient there?
I think the key ingredient to any business is like customer relationships.
Yeah.
So I think as a customer, you want to add value to whatever their ideas. So for example, if you're selling a product, how are you going to like market the product to them? What is your customer really looking for? Are they into a spiritual thing? Or are they into just like product that I think is going to just smell nice or something? So I think once you understand your clients better, then you can really sell your products to them based on their needs. And I think that's very important because if you don't understand what your customer needs, then you're just marketing an empty product, just creating brand awareness. It's not going to do anything much at that point.
But it's a trap that so many new business owners fall into because they can struggle to understand what it is that their customers or clients need.
I know.
They know that they have a solution, but converting that solution into how the clients need it or why the customers need it and answering that, it's not easy to do.
No, it's not. There are some business owners that I've worked with that they're very heart-centered, so they're very particular on how they want to sell their products and stuff. And I'm like, okay, so we're just going to find a market for that. And then we will try to use that market to break it down into smaller. So I would just suggest virtual-based businesses and category B, where we're going to commercialize your product in a certain way, which is going to be for the normal consumer who is really not tied to your spirituality and stuff. So you're going to give them like 2-3 options and you're going to start exploring those options and see what works. So I feel it's my job as a business development coach to give them that idea and stuff. Because at the end of it, we all want the target of it is to increase your business, is to create more awareness, is to get more sales leads. So if you're not meeting that, then your business is still a hobby. It's not really a business. And I think that's something many startup companies need to be more aware of, I think, because every startup is started by an individual idea and stuff, and everyone's really passionate about it. But then the business aspect of things is where you make the most money. So you need to have that open space to accept all these different channels in. And that goes for not just the sales channels, but also the business channels, the partnerships that you want to incorporate into your brand and how you think that is going to tie, what other things you can add. Maybe you can add like a workshop to explain how you created this product and how it can work for you and how it can work for your family. And I've noticed that over here, it's easier to market something when it has a social attachment to it, because people, I feel, are very connected to the social aspects of life, because that's an everyday thing. So if you incorporate that into your brand and give back to the community, I just feel like the universe will just give it back to you, because at the end of the day, that's what we humans are. We are highly emotional beings. So I think it's really important to be authentic within yourself, to put yourself out there. It's not just all about selling a product, but it's also selling your emotions with your product and your services. And that's really what you want to achieve at the end of it. Yeah.
Absolutely. So tell me, in terms of your journey, being an entrepreneur, starting up a company, going through that whole process, how have you found that as a single mom? Has it been everything you thought it would be, or has it been 10 times more difficult?
Honestly, it has been so hard. And I'm a kind of person who really puts on a strong front. And I'm very easygoing, a very down to earth kind of a person. But at the back of it, I'm like a whole wreck of anxiety. And I have like maybe 10 to-do lists. And if you ask my clients, they will tell you like, oh my God, yeah, when we met her, probably, yeah, she was like really chill and stuff. But then when we sat down, it was like, she's given us all these lists, we have to checklist off. And that's really what it is, because at the end of the day, you have this dream and this vision and you just have to make it work. So you're going to try everything you can. And I think as a single parent, I feel more confident in myself in a way, because I have to take care of 2 kids, put a roof over their head, feed them and stuff. So I think that kind of adds to the business aspect of things as well, because I'm like, no, I want to get this done. We have to get this done. It's like, do it or die situation.
Yeah. Well, that's it. You've got no one to fall back on. And you touched on that before. Yeah. You don't have that safety net that if you're not making the money, someone else is going to provide for you.
Yeah, that's true. Because the fact that once you become a business owner and you're working with clients, you somehow feel responsible because they put their trust in you. So you don't really want to break that trust because they are really dependent on you now, like how your kids are. So you really feel this intense urge to just take care of them as well and be like, don't worry, I got you covered. Okay, we're going to sort it out. We'll try everything. If we will make it work. Don't have to worry about it. That's really how it works. Yeah.
Yeah. And so what have you found in terms of business relationships? How have you found developing them to be?
It's just for me, I like to keep things very simple, because if I start overthinking, then it's just going to be a ruckus. So I'm very like a down-to-earth person. I just like to connect with a person and just have a chat. And then one topic kind of gets to another. So if someone's just having a chat and be like, I started a meat business, I think, oh, wow, that's really cool. Oh, where's the shop? Maybe you wanted some vinyl stickers for branding and stuff. That's really how it goes about. And basically the intention behind it is like, you're just trying to suggest and help. I know everyone has help, but there's nothing wrong like in suggesting and opening people's mind to innovation. You never know if it's going to work for them or not, but you have these ideas flowing through your mind, so you might as well just say it. Just put the ego behind and the worry behind, oh my God, are they going to think like a little bit too much, or are they going to wonder of what's going to happen? I've noticed that when I tend to do this, it's just a natural conversation, we're both flowing, and people are so inspired and they're like, oh my God, we got to sit and do some coffee sometime so we can talk more about this stuff. Yeah, I was like, yeah, sure. And sometimes I've gotten some clients just by that.
Yeah. Which is really nice, because at the end of the day, we can put so much pressure on ourselves by overthinking in our heads, what are they going to think of me if I say that? Am I overstepping the line? And those thoughts just accumulate in our head and we can just run off on a completely different tangent and then lose business.
Yeah, that's true.
I think at the end of the day, that makes us real. And we all are working and doing our best and trying to juggle 1,000 different balls.
Yeah, that's really what it is. And that's why I enjoy like working with startups, because I can relate so much to it. I can really relate to it. And I feel like it also matters like how you present yourself as a person. And I think that's why I tend to be down to earth, because I just want to be easily approached and stuff. Yeah. And then obviously I have a different look when I want to go with big companies. So,
but I think we're all putting on a different face, for want of a better term, in terms of when we're presenting ourselves to different people, it's a different look. And that's not just from a business perspective, but that's any relationship. Like, you think about when you start dating, the way that people can get dressed up and make sure they're wearing the nice clothes and get their hair done and maybe go and get their nails done or whatever the case may be. Like, we don't look like that every day.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
We certainly don't look like that in the morning when we wake up.
Oh, no. Definitely not. I look very grumpy before my
Oh, Gem, it has been such a pleasure chatting to you. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
You're very welcome. I will let you go and deal with your sick little ones. And I'll make sure all of your contact details are in the show notes below the show. So thank you so much again.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Bye.
Bye.
And thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Relationship Talks. If you can, I'd love for you to jump on and leave a review. And whilst you are at it, don't forget to like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Please join me again next week when we get to take a look behind closed doors at someone else's relationship. But until then, I am your host, Laurie Brooke, and remember, the choice is yours, so make today and the week the very best it can be.